Roger Grossman, Andy Maness, Scott Smith doing stats, Steve Scott back at the radio station. Sectional 11, Class 5A, semifinal, Freed Field, Penn High School. Concord 31, Warsaw 28. First down and 10 Tigers from their own 38-yard line. And they hand off to Schenck up the middle, and Schenck's going to be stopped by Donovan Arnold. And no gain on the play. Second down. Concord's starting now to commit people to the middle again.
Yep. Might be time to that counter play.
That kind of reverse.
Yep. Or even an option. Yeah, they're selling out that run up the middle.
Play clock at 18 as the Tigers break the huddle. Logan Carl, who just made a huge catch on third down, comes out to the near side. Parker Sweet's out here in the slot with him. And it's going to be Brock on the keeper. Fakes left, goes right, gets snowed under as he got just to the 40-yard line. Gain of 2, third down and 8 coming up for the Tigers.
And you have a feeling with both of these defenses not really being able to stop each other recently, boy, really need to score on each possession here in the fourth quarter.
Every play becomes gold.
Yep.
As we pass 11 minutes left to go. Fourth quarter. Tigers down by 3. Third down and 8 coming up. Ball right at the 40-yard line. Brock with Sweet in as the hashback this time. Going to send a man in motion. Play action fake. Looking. Brock is going to take off and run. There he goes to the 45, to the 50. He's got a first down. Quinton Brock took off and picked up 11 yards to the Concord 49-yard line. He gave a pump fake and then took off. And, the Concord players rose up to stop the pass.
There's nobody open. Great choice. I think, I don't even say earlier this year, but, like, years prior, Quinton would have probably tried to force a pass there, and it might not have ended well. That time, he knew he didn't have anything there. Let's just tuck it up and run.
No, 2 years ago, he tries to make a throw there and that isn't there.
Right.
He's a much different dude now, and now he's got the Tigers into Concord territory at the 49. And they're going to run Schenck up the middle, and Schenck powers the pile, and it's still going, and it gets all the way to the Penn 45-yard line.
Well, if they can keep milking this clock, too. I know there's a lot of time left in this fourth quarter, but...
Well, they are already... 6 minutes into this drive, well, they only had the ball to the Concord 45-yard line. I don't know if they can hold it for another 9.5 minutes.
Probably not.
That might be a little much to ask. They could score early and let Concord score, and then they run the time down that way. That'd be fine. And again, it's Schenck up the middle, and they dive at his ankles, and they can't get him. They finally get him down at the Concord 42-yard line after a gain of 3 more yards. And it sets up third down and 3 for Warsaw. We said that Warsaw had been better the last 4 games on third down. How much better? Well, they went from in the 30s to 24 of 41 the last 4 games on third down. That's 59%. And 8 of 10 on fourth down. So they have converted much better. And they have converted pretty well in this game. And there'll be more to do, like right here on third down and 3. Brock on a quarterback keeper. He dives for it. He's got a first down and more. Down inside the 35-yard line. They'll put the ball right down at the 35. That's a 7-yard gain that nobody saw coming. And another converted third down for the Tigers.
Well, usually on the quarterback sneak, you find some resistance like a yard or two during your sneak, and that sneak turned into a 7-yard gain there.
You had Zach Ranker trying to get out of the way. Right. He's like, I'm going to peel off, Quinton. You go ahead and keep running. From the Concord 35, Warsaw down by 3, 8:08 left to go in the fourth. They run the counter. Reed running right, 30, far sideline 25, makes a man miss, goes inside the 20-yard line. He's down to the 17-yard line, 18 yards for Tucker Reed, and another Warsaw first down.
And there's that counter that you were talking about earlier. Boy, I think we've run that play 4 or 5 times tonight, and I think every time we've had really good success with it.
We usually at most run it once or twice a game.
Right.
But that's been a favorite play. What a gutty performance by this Warsaw football team.
Absolutely.
A team that beat them 38-7 on their home field back in September. They're within 18 yards of taking the lead again in the fourth quarter. Shank, lost his footing as he got to the 15-yard line, and they'll mark him down at the 15. So gain of 2 on the play for Michael.
So we're starting to see a little bit like the Concord drive where our defense kind of got a little tired. I think the Concord defense is starting to get a little gassed.
7:38 left to go in the game. From just inside the 15-yard line, play clock at 18 as the Tigers move to the line scrimmage at the north end of Freed Field. Shank behind Brock. And they're going to give it to him. And he's going to plow forward. And he's down near the 10-yard line. He'll be short of the first down by 2 yards, but he gets 5 more. Sets up third down and short.
Yep, seeing a lot of hands on hips there for the Minutemen defense.
And it's a lot of right at him.
Yep. Yeah.
Again, this is a big defensive line from high school football terms. The Tigers have stuck it right to them. Third down and about 2.5. Brock takes the snap up the middle. Shank pushes forward. How far did he get? I don't think he got it. They're going to mark him at the 8. He's short by about a half a yard. It's fourth down. 6:20 to go. You don't even have to ask. Of course they're going for it. By the time the Tigers snap the ball, the clock will be under 6 minutes.
Which is incredible.
31-28. Concord with the lead. Warsaw with the ball. They need about 2 feet to get a first down. Brock brings them to the line. Concord crowding the box. Quinton's not sure. Play clock at 6, now 5, and Warsaw will take timeout. So will we. 5:53 to go in the game. Warsaw down by 3, facing 4th and 2 feet when we come back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. This drive is now over 10 minutes long. Warsaw trailing 31-28 to Concord with 5:53 left to play in the game in this sectional 11 semifinal at Penn High School. Warsaw facing 4th down and less than a yard. What's the play?
Well, I was just going to ask you the same thing. I think the play is the quarterback sneak.
Well, it feels like it's the quarterback sneak.
Because the quote-unquote tush push is still legal in high school football.
Yes, it is.
Of course, I say still because I don't think it's going to be legal in the NFL much longer.
I don't think so either. But in these situations, Bart Curtis doesn't mind running wide.
Yeah.
Michael Curtis,
that's risky,
doesn't either. You have one wide out. That's Carl. He's to the far side. Ball in the middle of the field at the 8. They need 2 feet. 4th down. Brock, hands off. Shank, up the middle. I don't know. I don't think he made it. It depends on the spot.
Well, I think we got it.
And the official on the far side says first down Concord.
That's a big, big one right there.
A drive that's over 10 minutes long gets all the way to the Concord 8-yard line, and the Tigers turn it over on downs with 5:47 left to go.
And we said it a couple times tonight already, but now definitely someone's going to need to step up. Turnover, fumble, interception, something, because they go up 38-28.
It's over.
That's over.
5:47 left. Concord backed up at their 8. Brunner and company work from there. Bavard to his right, and he'll take the end off and run up the middle to 10 to the 15 to the 20. 25, 30. He's out in the open to the 40. 45, 50. 45, 40. 35, 30. And he's going to go all the way for a 92-yard touchdown.
Well,
once he got through the initial hole, there was nobody in the back for the Tigers. And it's 37-28.
So the only thing, the saving grace out of that is that obviously they scored quickly, so there's still some time left, but that's a dagger.
One play. Officially, they say 91 yards. Potter now for the point after to make it a 10-point game. Snap, spot, kick is on the way, and it is good. Oh, no, it's no good. It's no good. It bounced off the upright, and Warsaw's deficit is 9. 5:33 left to play in the game. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Mann is back with you. 5:33 left to play in the game. Concord leads again by two scores, 37-28. And now Potter will tee the ball up at the 40-yard line and kick off to the Tigers.
The Tiger offense has got to come up with some sort of urgency, obviously, now.
Well, they got to get scoring. They got to move the ball in big chunks now. Yeah. 4 and 5 yards isn't going to do it, which doesn't mean they're going to quit running the ball, but they're going to have to be more efficient with it, and they're going to have to move quickly to the line of scrimmage, because even if they score a touchdown, they can't go for two and have it matter. They've got to score twice. Potter has the ball teed up near hash mark at the 40. He'll walk up to it and put his right foot into it, and he'll drive it back to the goal line, and Harmon will take it a yard deep, which is an automatic touchback. Once the ball crosses the line, then it's a touchback, and Warsaw, as they have so many times in this game, will start from the 20-yard line.
And you're right, 98% of the time we call these games, and it's like, yeah, we love these 4, 5, 6-yard gains. Now's not the time.
No. No, sir. Got to move the ball.
And you're right. You move the ball in chunks.
Big chunks. 8, 9, 10 yards instead of 4 and 5. Warsaw runs right out to the line of scrimmage. Brock has Brody Duncan in the backfield. And they hand off to Duncan up the middle. No, that's Quentin Brock on the keeper. And Brock gets 4 yards out to the 24-yard line. And the Tigers sprint back to the huddle.
Yeah, Concord will take those plays all day long.
Yep. They'll let you do that.
Yep.
2nd and 6 from the Tiger 24. Down by 9 with 5:08 and the clock runs. Brock on the counter. Reed up the middle. Got a hole. 25 out near the 30-yard line. He's got the first down out to the 30-yard line. And Reed is cramping again. So they stop the clock with 4:58 left to attend to Tucker. It's that left leg.
Must be the calf.
Yep.
Get him up.
And he's up. But as you know, if you've had a Charlie horse, it doesn't just go away.
No.
Hurts for a little bit. He's jogging off under his own power. He will. Oh, he spiked his helmet over there. He's not happy about coming out.
No.
37-28 Concord. 4:51 clock running. Fourth quarter. Tigers at their own 30. First down and 10. And up the middle, and it is Duncan. And Duncan, ooh, gets spun in a awkward manner, and he'll get 3 yards to the 33. Brody's first action, I believe, since he fumbled back in the first quarter.
And again, you'd have to watch the tape, but I still don't think that was his fault. I think someone just got a perfect helmet or fist.
I believe that. By the way, no Dalen Fitzpatrick. He's been dealing with a shoulder injury. Late pitch back. The pass was wide. It's bobbled by Harmon and picked up by a Tiger. Parker Sweet saved the day there. Now Parker gets the ball to the 36-yard line. It'll set up 3rd down and 4. 4 minutes to go.
That was fortunate. A little bit of an errant pitch there, and Parker was right there.
Ball in the near hash mark. Time running out on the Tigers. 3:48 left. They're down by 9. Warsaw taking their time at the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be a keeper. Brock coming to the near sidelines. He's going to be stopped short of the first down. He got 2 yards to the 38. And it's fourth down and two. The season's on the line right here. Down by nine. They're going to have to get this and then keep going.
Yeah.
Grady Nelson comes into the game for Trey Patterson on offense.
Just running out of time.
Warsaw is huddling.
Yep.
And they are looking at the sideline for a play.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the clock has run off almost 30 seconds. We're down to 3 minutes left to go. The Tigers are down by nine. And Warsaw had two men in motion.
Yep.
They're going to throw the flag. They throw the pass to Parker Sweet. He's tackled back at the 25-yard line. It's going to be illegal motion against the Tigers. Concord's going to decline it, and they will take over on downs with 2:54 left to go.
And that was just a kind of a swing pass to the right. And when the ball was in the air, that defender from Concord was kind of licking his chops there. And Parker, I think Parker might be still down. Oh, no, yeah. That is Parker.
Yep. Parker's down, getting back up.
He took a shot.
Yes, he did. 2:54 to go in what appears to be the Tigers' season.
Yeah, they need some sort of miracle here.
Some sort of? Or a massive miracle.
I don't see it. Yeah.
How about a massive one? Concord looks like they're on their way to avenging the loss to the Tigers in the playoffs a year ago. From the Warsaw 35, Brunner takes the snap, hands off to Brevard, stutter-stepping, going left, 30, 25, 20. There comes a flag back at the 23-yard line. Brevard goes down at the 15, but that one's coming back.
I believe so.
He's part of it. The flag's down at the 28-yard line. That would – oh, they're going
to
flip the flag a little farther back, put it at the 30. That's going to move the ball back to the 40. That'll be a 10-yard penalty walked off against Concord. Stay tuned after game. Final scoring, final stats, drive of the game, and the sub of or in the play of the game coming up.
If things end up the way they are, it shouldn't be too hard.
Concord takes timeout. So will we. 2:47 left. Minuteman 37. Tigers 28. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Tiger Talk tomorrow, 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. Bart Curtis will be live with us in studio. We'll preview the girls' basketball season, talk about the cross-country regionals last weekend, preview what's coming up tomorrow. Volleyball season ended last Saturday. We will have a Tiger Talk next week. It will be focused on Lake Krebs and girls' basketball and the fall coaches we haven't talked to yet. Brunner on the handoff. Brevard again up through the middle, runs over a Tiger and goes down at the 34-yard line. That's a gain of six. Reese Brevard. I will be honest. I love watching that kid play.
I do too.
Love watching him play.
Yep.
Not going to be sorry when he graduates. Won't lie about that either.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of Concord kids that, after last season as juniors, dedicated themselves to getting back to this moment. And the joy that they're about to experience is going to be worth all that hard work they put in. Brevard up the middle, gets grabbed by Ty Martin, and then Grady Nelson gets him. And it'll be a gain of 2 yards. To the 30, well, let's see. One official standing down by the 32-yard line. The other's up by the 34. They're going to put it at the 32.
It's the Rob Reneker special.
It is. I don't know if Rob's listening in California, but, Rob, you would be just ready to pull the hair that you have left in your head out with these guys.
Oh, my word.
Where they're spotting the ball. Third and seven. Tigers down by nine. 1:18 to go. Brunner is going to let the play clock run down and run all the way down to one, and Craig Kaler will call timeout. 1:13 to go. Concord 37, Warsaw 28. We're back here in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw with a 6-win season. Significant because it's 10 seasons in a row for Warsaw with 6 wins. You're not going to find a stretch like that in the history of Warsaw football. Bart Curtis continues to find people to plug into holes from kids that graduate. 14 seniors are about to play their final 1:13 of their high school careers. But those 14 gave us everything they had. Brunner takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to roll to his right, being chased, gets away, flag down, 30, 20, 10. Warsaw basically going to let him run into the end zone because it doesn't matter. Right. It's coming back. There's a flag down back at the 36-yard line. And Craig Kaler's screaming at his players. Wait a minute, what? It's a flag against Warsaw.
And he's hot about something. Wonder if it's one of those illegal blocks.
I don't know. But you've got half a dozen Concord coaches out on the field. It's a chop block against Warsaw. And Brunner runs it in. How far was that, Scott? 32 yards.
That's the third time, I believe, this year that we've seen that called on the defense.
Yes, it is.
And it's an odd penalty. I just have to take a look and see how that transpired.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch the film. Well, the score is going to look a lot wider than what it really was. Snap, spot, kick is inside the left upright, and it is good. 44-28. Oh, hold on. Personal foul, offsides, Warsaw. And they're bringing the Tigers back out on the field.
So what's the penalty then?
Offsides on Warsaw.
Ah, gotcha. You can't.
It's,
right.
Yep. It's yep. not like the college and the pros,
right.
So they have to accept that penalty. Craig Keller didn't understand. Now he wants timeout. Timeout, Concord. We'll take it. 1:03 left to go in the game. Concord 43, Warsaw 28. And we're back after this on News Now Warsaw. Okay, I wonder what Craig Kaler took a timeout for. And what he took timeout for is he's going to go for two. The offside penalty moved the ball to a yard and a half away from the goal line with 1:03 left and Concord leading 43-28. And Concord's going to go for two here.
Yeah, that's something.
Huh.
That's something.
Well, that'll make the handshake line here at the end of the game really interesting. Concord's going to win the game. They're going to advance to the championship game and probably have to drive to Fort Wayne next Friday night. The Tigers will clean up their pads and put them away for the year. Brunner takes a high snap, hands off. Gomez dives over the pile and gets the two-point conversion.
Wow.
Touchdown, Concord, and the two to make it 45-28.
Very interesting turn of events there. I know Coach Kaler was not happy with that chop block.
You think he was not yelling at the referees? You think he was yelling at our sideline?
I think whatever anger he had was directed across the field.
Okay. But
that's just me talking from 70 feet in the air and 50 yards away from the action. But just,
Well, I ask you what you think. I'm not asking you what you know.
Ask my wife. I'm not right very often, but.
Oh, it's not just me then.
No, hey.
I get it.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Now, are they going to penalize the Tigers on the kickoff? kind of looks like it. Yep. Potter's moved the ball to the Tiger 45-yard line where he's going to kick off.
They put the
They just set the ball down.
So this is where the
– Yes. So Concord gets the 15-yard penalty, so make sure you add that to the Tigers' total. The Potter could almost kick this to the Chris Giesman Athletic Center at the south end of this beautiful facility. As Potter walks off his steps. Tigers will end the year at 6-4. Two of their losses to Concord. They also lost to Mishawaka, and they lost to Warren Central. Potter from the Tiger 45 to boot it. And he's going to drive it through the uprights.
Much to the delight of the crowd.
You don't get points for that.
Nope.
Except with the fans
yep.
who appreciated that. 103 left. Now the Warsaw Tigers are going to put some guys in the game that don't get to play a lot, especially seniors who are about yep. to play the final 103 of their high school careers. I think I see Ethan Trofe out there. I do. Josh Owens is coming to the near side. It's been a really good season. It's only 14 kids in this senior class, but, again, they gave us everything they had. Hand off up the middle. Looks like maybe a yard for Brody Duncan. He's been on the varsity for 3 years. A lot of good seniors on that defense. 40 seconds left. Quentin Brock, who because of an injury to Drew Sullivan became the quarterback of the Tigers as a sophomore. It's Duncan again up the middle, and he'll be rudely shown to the ground by Parker Schaefer. Gain of one, third down. Warsaw does not have to snap the ball again.
I don't think they will.
And it doesn't feel like they're going to.
Nope.
Although Warsaw's not really lining up to shake hands yet. Now they start to make their way to the middle of the field. The clock winds down to zeros, and Concord has avenged their loss to the Tigers in the playoffs a year ago with a 45-28 win here over the Tigers here at Freed Field at Penn tonight. Post-game coverage and a wrap-up of the season is on the way next on News Now Warsaw. Tiger football season has come to an end here at Freed Field in Penn. At Penn High School, where Warsaw has fallen to Concord 45-28. Second half scoring with the Tigers trailing in the game. Just before halftime, Warsaw got to within 3 at 24-21, and they went down and scored on a 21-yard run by Michael Schenk, his second of the game. The extra point by Conley was good. It was 28-24 Tigers. And then less than 4 minutes, or a little over 4 minutes later, an 18-yard run by Bo Brunner put the Tigers down 31-28 as Potter kicks the extra point. And then Warsaw goes on this epic drive, over 10 minutes long, have fourth down and 2 feet from the Concord 8-yard line. They run Schenk up the middle. He doesn't get it. And the Minutemen take over at their 9-yard line on the first play. Reese Brevard goes 91 yards for the score. The kick was wide right. And with 5:33 to go, the Tigers were down by 9, 37-28. And then a 32-yard run by Brunner with 1:03 to play in the game. The run by Gomez for 2 was good, and that made it 45-28. And that is how the game ended. It's time for the drive of the game. The drive of the game is brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. Stonehenge is ranked as a top 10 course in the state, with immaculate greens, fairways, and tees open to all. Enjoy a Scottish-style links course right here in Winona Lake. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to give the drive of the game to Warsaw, who down by 3 in the fourth quarter, took the ball actually with 4:02 left in the third quarter and marched it down the field from their own 15-yard line all the way to the Concord 8 and then got stopped. That was a great drive. That was an epic, classic drive that came up 8 yards short from its intended goal. And the Tigers lose by a score of 45-28. That's the drive of the game brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road. 45-28, Concord wins. We got the final stats coming your way next on News Now Warsaw. Tigers fall to defeat tonight to Concord 48-25. It's time for the final stats of tonight's game. And the final stats are brought to you by Beacon Point Advisors, formerly Altifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Same location, same great people at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw. Still loving and serving our community even better for all of your financial needs. Warsaw with 16 first downs in the game. They ran the ball 57 times for 333 yards. That's almost 6 yards a carry. Quarterback Quentin Brock was 4 of 7 passing for 74 yards and a touchdown. Until Warsaw ran 64 plays for 407 yards. Concord had just 5 first downs, 3 of those on one drive. They ran the ball 22 times for 221 yards. And Bo Brunner was 10 of 13 passing for 102 yards. So they ran almost half as many plays, 35 plays, but for 323 yards. Warsaw had the only turnover of the game, turned out to be a big deal in the end. A fumble at midfield that was picked up and run back for a score that tied the game at 7. Warsaw penalized 3 times for 35 yards and Concord 4 for 40. Your thoughts on the stats as I have read them?
Well, you know, sometimes stats tell the story. Tonight, I don't think they really told the story. A couple of those Concord touchdowns were, you know, a big kickoff return and obviously that fumble return for a touchdown. So that kind of takes away from Concord's, you know, total yards. But any coach will tell you the only stat that matters is the scoreboard. How many points you score, how many runs you scored, how many you gave up. And if you're obviously in the deficit there, that's the only stat that matters.
One of the great traditions of Tiger football taking place right now is the seniors, the 14 senior football players standing in a line and all the underclassmen going through and hugging them one by one to thank them for their contribution to Tiger football. The final stats have been brought to you by Beacon Point Advisors, formerly Altifer Bergen & Company at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw. Back for the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. 48-25, Concord has knocked Warsaw out of the playoffs here in 2025. It's time for the play of the game. The play of the game is brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC, attorneys at law. Call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan at 475 Anchorage Road, Suite 5 in Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. What do you got, Andy?
So I got to end the season. Instead of the play of the game, I've got plays of the game.
Okay.
I got two, and they're crucial in this game. You mentioned it with the drive, that long drive for Warsaw. If we were able to put that ball in the end zone, that puts us up 35-31, this game looks completely different.
Yes.
The fourth down stop by the Concord Miniman defense in that fourth quarter or end of the third quarter, that would have been in the fourth quarter. That stop was huge. So that's one of the plays of the game. And then the very next play, when Reese Brevard goes 91 yards for a touchdown, that, for all intents and purposes, sealed the game for Concord. So two plays, both by Concord. They made them when they needed to, and that's the game.
Let's be 100% honest here. Concord's better. They're better than the Tigers.
Yep.
They had a better year. They're a better football team.
There's no harm in admitting that either.
No, there's not, and there shouldn't be. So Warsaw had a chance.
Yeah.
They thought they were better than 31 points. And frankly, this isn't a 17-point game.
Right.
This is a 7-point
right.
game.
We played tough. Just yeah.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. The play of the game brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC, attorneys at law. Again, call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for Medicaid questions as well. They are located at 475 Anchorage Road, Suite 5 in Warsaw. We'll come back and we'll get the envelope out next on News Now Warsaw. 45-28, Concord has knocked the Tigers out of the 2025 football playoffs after Warsaw made a magical run a year ago to the state championship game. There is no Cinderella story this year. Warsaw gets knocked out by number 6 Concord in the opening game. Steve has sent us some scores. Let me get those out, and then we'll open up the envelope. And if you don't know what that means, I'll explain in a minute. Penn, 55. Portage, 7. They're still playing that game. It's in the third quarter. Carroll, 49. Elkhart, 14. That's a final. We don't have an update on Northside and Goshen, but I can tell you that Mishawaka rallied and beat Plymouth, 21-17. St. Joe edged Northridge, 14-7. East Noble and Fort Wayne South are tied at 28 in the fourth. Dwenger beat Columbia City, 21-0. It was Garrett over Lakeland, 21-0. West Noble lost to Angola, 21-20. It was Twin Lakes over Peru, 42-28. Rensselaer Central beat Bremen, 17-12. Manchester season ends at 7-4 in the semis. They lose to Eastside, 42-3. Eastbrook knocks out Rochester, 42-14. And Fremont ends Triton's great season, 28-19. So it's time to open up the envelope. You say, Roger, what's the envelope? Well, the envelope is an envelope that I bring with the boys' basketball, girls' basketball, and football to every sectional, regional, semi-state, state finals game. And in that envelope is a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper is everybody to thank at the, when we get to this point in the season, because we're there. We're to the end of the year. And so this is so that the old man with the no hair on the top of his head doesn't forget somebody, because I would. So thanks to Athletic Director Matt Binkard, to Assistant Athletic Director Michael Houck, to Amy Berg, the Athletic Department Secretary and Ticket Coordinator, to Events Coordinator Leslie Jackson. The four of them I love like family, and I'm so glad that I get to see them just about every day. To Coach Bart Curtis and his staff, I could not imagine having more fun working with someone like I do with Bart and these coaches. To Steve Scott back at the radio station, to Scott Smith, who's been our statistician all year, and he's not been with us the last few weeks, and we have missed him badly. And so we appreciate Scott coming along this year. We thank all of our sponsors. We sold out Tiger football in like 2.5 weeks from the time the sales staff started selling it, and it's just been spectacular. We can't do this without you. Of course, listeners, we can't do it without you also. Thank you for your encouragement for Andy and I over the course of the year. And, of course, thanks to Andy for coming along again.
Absolutely.
The job is yours until you say you don't want it anymore.
Absolutely. No, I had a blast. And then many people throughout this year and last, you know, compliment the broadcast that you do. And
that we do.
You run the show. I'm just the guy that kind of goes with the flow. So, it was fun. And, yeah, let's do it again next year.
Let's do it again next year.
Sounds good.
We'll start the third week of August. Yep. Second week of August is the scrimmage. The third week is the first game. And that will be at Fisher Field. And we look forward to that. For Andy, for Scott, for Steve, I'm Roger. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Hope you enjoyed this season, if not the outcome. In Concord, 45. Warsaw, 28. Good night.